I'm Kip Allen with a KFUO News Update. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said in a statement Tuesday that even in times of emergency, federal law prohibits religious discrimination. The Attorney General released a statement on religious practices and social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic. It came after Barr intervened in a Mississippi church's lawsuit against Greenville police who ticketed congregants during a drive-in service. The ticketing strongly suggests that the city's action targets religious conduct, Barr said. While Barr told Americans to follow social distancing directions issued by state and local authorities, he noted that even in times of emergency, when reasonable and temporary restrictions are placed on rights, the First Amendment and federal statutory law prohibit discrimination against religious institutions and religious believers. One day after the Department of Justice filed that statement of interest supporting a Mississippi church in its lawsuit against the city government for a ban on drive-in worship services, the mayor relented, saying that those types of gatherings are now acceptable. The Democratic mayor said that his decision came after speaking with Republican Governor Tate Reeves, who told local leaders across the state that drive-in services are okay as long as social distancing guidelines are followed. The scene in New York City Central Park was a snapshot of the nation's cultural and religious divide. On Tuesday, a group of LGBTQ activists stood several yards away from the Samaritan's Purse Field Hospital on the East Meadow Lawn. They blasted city and state officials and Mount Sinai Hospital for partnering with the Evangelical Humanitarian Relief Organization treating overflow patients suffering from the coronavirus. Activists with Reclaim Pride Coalition, holding signs saying help, not hate, called out New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and the leadership of Mount Sinai just across the park for allowing an organization headed by evangelist Franklin Graham to treat New Yorkers while adhering to a biblical view of marriage and sexuality. The LGBTQ Coalition is the latest in a series of barbs aimed at Samaritan's Purse since it opened a 68-bed field hospital in Central Park 2 weeks ago. The conflict pits the country's growing acceptance of LGBTQ rights with the conservative traditional values of a premier evangelical relief organization. Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi slammed the religious freedom rule as despicable last week for allowing a charitable group of Catholic nuns to be exempted from paying for contraception that may cause abortions in their employee health insurance plans. In January, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear the Little Sisters case for a second time after pro-abortion Democrats took them back to court. Recently, Pelosi joined an amicus brief arguing against the nuns' case. In the brief, she urges the Supreme Court to strike down a Trump administration rule that provides for religious and moral exceptions to the contraception mandate. This has been a KFUO News Update.